Otherwise, they'll start off. I'm the only one here. I'm looking at myself. Saturday night. Ching, ching, ching.
Fine.
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्महे विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। Close your eyes and sit straight. Leave all other things. Don't hold on to anything in your hand. Keep your back straight. Keep your eyes only softly closed. Don't tighten any part of the body. Relax. Keep your hands on the lap. Palms facing down. Feel the warmth of your palms on your knees. As you breathe in slowly and breathe out, calm down your mind. Take a deep breath. Inhale and slowly exhale. Watch your breathing. Mentally stay with your own inhalation and exhalation. Leave all other thoughts aside. In this series of talks on meditation, on the first day we contemplated upon the teachings from Amrita Bindu Upanishad. Which highlighted that mind alone is the cause of bondage and freedom. An impure mind is subject to bondage. A pure mind is fit for freedom. Purity of the mind is the notion of happiness in anything other than one's self. When we have this notion, we cannot but become dependent on something. Dependence is bondage. It can be an object, it can be an experience, it can be a person. As you proceed in your life and your own people, slowly live and start living independently like your children. Consider that as a blessing for having fulfilled your responsibilities. Now it's time for you to enjoy the freedom of being with yourself. And even those who are apparently dependent on you, teach them to be independent. No one in this world came depending upon someone. Every individual came independent. And every individual will go independent. Dadasu, adadasu, shchanam, shochanti, panditaha. And now wisdom, do not worry about that which is gone and which is yet to go. Proceeding further, we saw that the Upanishad teaches us that we should see God in all things. That very God is not away from oneself. He is sitting very close to yourself, watching all that you do. Like two birds perching on the same tree, while one is enjoying, experiencing the fruits of the tree, other one without eating, watching. The student approaching the teacher has realized uncaused, cannot be created by karma action. To realize that uncaused happiness, one should realize the presence of God within himself. When we know that what we want to realize is not too far from ourselves, we stop searching outside. The work that he thereafter does is only part of purifying the mind. Take a sankalpa to see God in everyone, in everything. This requires you to recognize that it is too far from you and you don't know. It's too close to you. When one realizes that that alone is in everyone, can there be any delusion, hatred, jealousy? The student asks in Kaivalya Upanishad, how do I see this? The teacher says, through faith in knowledge, through devotion, start practicing, through meditation, experience it. While sitting in meditation, you realize the body is filled with energy of the presence of the self. wisdom in sensuousness. When our mind focuses only on objects, uplifting the energy from Muladhara, the base power, to Sahasrara, realization, peace, and conscious practice. Which upasana, remembrance of the Lord, is important. Staying in solitude is meant for this exclusive action. In today's session of Upanishad, the student Nachiketa wanting to know what is beyond death goes to the God of death itself and asks for this question, answer to the question, is there anything beyond death? The teacher says, I am very pleased by your question because the path of ignorance and the path of knowledge are two divergent ways. Duramete vipadete vishuchi avidyaya cha vidhi vijnata vidya vipsinam nachiketa sammanti natva kama bhavo lokapanta. The path of knowledge and the path of ignorance. Path of ignorance wants something other than oneself. If one of your friends come to your home and says, I don't like you, but I like all that you have, how do you treat that person? So too, we and all of a sudden you are something else. You ignore God and be one of those. Your life, don't follow people who live in ignorance. They are kind and lead everybody to kindness. అవిద్యాయామంతరేవర్తమాన స్వయం దీనా పండితం మన్యమాన ద్రవ్యమానాః పర్యంతి మోగాః అంతేనేవ నియమానాయథాంతః. Blame the blame. Make the pain only here, not the evil. Those who are interested in knowledge discover that the self is an actual being. Body is only a carrier. Mind is the steering wheel. Horses or tires are the sense organs. Intelligence is a driver, role is the world. Atmanam mritinam vitti shariram mratanim vatu. The self is the owner, body is the chariot. Buddhim trasaratim vritti manaprakraha vimacha. Everybody has the same, the mind, senses, but not everyone has prakriti. Wisdom. The difference between a wise man and a wise is because of the lack of or emphasis of wisdom. Wisdom knows before doing. And man of ignorance doesn't even know how to do it also. The driver is absent. Where does the car go? The wisdom is not there. That is what life. wisdom is experiential knowledge, not cognition, not what we just heard. The fire is hot, is not information, it is your experience. Whereas you are the self, it's only your knowledge. It is not an experience so far. Therefore, you still have doubts. Knowledge with doubt has something to do with wisdom and experience. Doubt can go on the inner faith. Manisha says, asti devo malaptavya. Only by the strong conviction it is omitted. If we have a doubt, we don't proceed. simple practice for your daily life. A simple practice for a daily life is to divine every day into 5 parts. A simple practice is to divide the day into 5 parts or 6 parts. First half of the day is 3 and the second half of the day is 3. This I have practiced myself and therefore I can tell you for sure it works. After you get up and before 12 noon, you must have taken 3 breaks of 5 minutes each, every 2 hours or so. Every 2 hours, you take 5 minutes break. If you are woken up at 6 o'clock, then your breaks would be 8, 10, and 12. In those 5 minutes with your son, just discard everything and find a quiet place for yourself. Simply sit quietly with exhalation slowly and inhalation slowly. And just be with yourself. And again, between 12 and 6, take the break at 2, 4, and 6, 5 minutes each. Again, please be with yourself. In the beginning stages, it may be difficult for you to bring that into your practice. You often forget to do that. But you can make your phone remind you. And wherever you are, in the midst of some work, just close your eyes for 5 minutes. Quietly breathe in and breathe out. And remember that you or the soul, another person. Your neither father or mother, son or daughter, wife or husband. A soul that has only one relationship, that is with God. In those 5 minutes, remember what you have learned. One of the ideas from Upanishads or the Gita, or simply into your memory that you are a pure being, independent, free, and living in this world, in this body. Only because you have done some actions of the past. And be witness to what goes on. I am only witness. All good and bad things that happen in my life, happening to my body, my mind, are not to me. I am watching. Bring that with forcefully into your awareness. Remind yourself again. You will find within a few months this love slowly gain control over your emotions, urges, desires. You start choosing what you want to do. You start choosing how you want to respond to the world. And you also start finding more time available to yourself for unwanted concerns and worries. You will be able to see that you are allowing things to happen. You become calm and quiet and peaceful within, without any externality. And you'll also find that wherever you go, you are grounded, peaceful, watchful. Behavior and actions of others won't agitate you anymore. For the wisdom that you are holding the soul will come to you whenever you want. You don't get carried away by the thoughts and emotions. You observe others with a detached view and stop judging them. You participate in the life with great joy, without getting attached. You take from me what you want, leave aside other things without regret. You flow into life like a breeze, moving about without getting caught. This is my own personal observation. In the beginning, you may find it a little hard to detach and remain quiet. But eventually, you will be able to. Keep track of your own being. Keep track of yourself. So today is the last session we completed. Anybody has questions? You're all awake? You can hear?
I mean the day said in the morning.
Yeah, no, I said six times a day, it's roughly. So first half of the day is three times and second half three times. It is difficult for people who are working to do that. But 5 minutes break should be not be an issue. See, anything that we consistently do becomes part of our own being. We do once in a while, it never becomes our part of us. Any habit is, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, became part of us because we did it repeatedly. As much as any habit is due to repetitive practice, any good thing that we do also should be consciously repeated. What happens is, when we don't take a break, our thought flow goes in a particular way and never stops. So if you have to give a stop to that, you have to deviate, break it. If, let us say, that I am worried about something, it is there on my background. I never even realize that it is constantly there. I may not become aware of that, but it is there. And it influences all things that I do. But when I said that you take a break, 5 minutes, you actually reduce its intensity. You weaken it. For you are repeating to yourself, I am not this individual. Because any issue or problem refers to an individual who is a limited entity. It's about my son or my daughter or my whatever. That is for that individual, not me. So when you bring that awareness, it reduces its strength. So, and when it is done 6 times a day, it loses its intensity and it doesn't carry over next day. When you don't do that, even you can't sleep. Even the night it will be on the background and you become restless. So it is necessary for us to bring that awareness that I am the awareness and not this small little ego. And abundance in the self will become easier when we do. Otherwise, we say that once in a day sit down for half an hour. People find it, half an hour out of that, 25 minutes is gone on thinking what to do. I don't know what to do. Those 30 minutes, 25 minutes is only on that. What to do? When by the time you 5 minutes, you get bored. You get up. When you are able to break this trend of thinking every 2 hours, then when you sit in the later part of the evening or early morning, your mind would naturally glide because you already know where to go. It's like if you know where to go, you don't need to think about it when you're going. Otherwise, every time you have to look at GPS. So, that's what. Anything else? See, in our traditional practice, you know, when we are initiated into the Gayatri, we are asked to do the worship of sun 3 times a day, beginning, middle, and end. Sandhyavandan is called. Sandhyavandan is 2, Madhyanikam is in the middle. What actually the mantra says, whatever I did in the night, in the morning you say this, in the mantra is, whatever I did in the morning, I mean the night, I don't know, whatever mistake I did, please forgive. So that guilt is gone. Then again in the afternoon, you say the same thing, whatever I did for the past X number of hours, oh Lord Sun, please forgive me, I didn't do knowingly. Again in the evening, so this is the methodology of purification given to us. Karacharana kritam va kaayam karma jam va, it's a similar idea. So it is there in our tradition that you clean up every day, three times. So I made it six times. Instead of going to Bhagavan Surya, go to the self. Let us not go to Sabdhikupa right now, because basically we need to start from where we are. So Sakshi, according to Vedanta, is the limited role played by the self. In Panchadashi also, there is an explanation on that. There is no real difference between Manaha and Atma. There cannot be two things. Mind is not another thing other than the self. A disguised form of the self is mind. Self wearing a mask is mind. Right? So removing the mask, you realize what it is. But removing the mask should be done by whom? The mind doesn't do it. Because it is comfortable wearing that mask. So it's like a person who is acting on a stage and he becomes so identified with that role, he doesn't want to go back to the green room. That's what we are. Life after life, we are just playing the role, not going back to the green room to realize that I'm only a role play. I mean, this is only a role play. So the idea of witness is an input given to you to discard the mask, for which I need to become aware that this is a role. Before you finally discard that mask and become one with the self, there is an idea put into your mind, know that you are playing a role. Who you are, let's do it, see later. So now I become aware. This is only a mask kind of. Then further you can proceed on to find out who really I am. At least realize this is not true. So the Sakshitva, Sakshi Bhav, is to become aware that this role I play is not me. Later on we'll take it upon who really I am. So Sakshitva comes before Samadhi, to abide in this. Before you go to the green room, become aware that this is not you. A part of your mind is informed, that is called buddhi. So that's why I said in this Kathopanishad verse, Atmanam ratinam vidhi, shariram ratam evatu, buddhim tu saratim vidhi, manaprakraham evacha, indriyani ayanahu, indriyana. In this, Atmendriya Mano Yuktam Bhokta Ityahu Manishina. Men of wisdom say, Atma Indriya Mana, this is the Bhokta. Buddhi is not involved again, you've seen that. Atman, senses, mind, together becomes the enjoyer, experiencer. So who is outside this? Buddhi. That's why Buddhim to Saratim Vinti. Buddhi is the driver. In the Gitopadesham also, Krishna is the driver there. And Krishna is not part of the situation that is going on. He is able to talk to Arjuna because he is not involved. Similarly, the buddhi which has the jnanam can alone advise the mind and the atman not to behave the way it has been behaving. So that is the reason why the buddhi is the sakshi. Buddhi can then direct mind and the senses to discipline itself. Okay. Any other question? All right. Tomorrow we'll meet for the this woman. Any information?
Pranam Swamiji, thank you. Actually, thank you is a very small word to express quite beautiful messages that we all got. We covered the entire essence of the Upanishad and practical application, how we can apply in our life and make it better. Our humble Pranam Swamiji for this beautiful words of wisdom. 5 days. Well, I did. You were very good. I also like to thank everybody who helped in organizing this satsang and hosting. Thank you all. Also, in the, as Swamiji mentioned, we have homam, Sudarshan homam tomorrow at 10 a.m. to 12 noon to celebrate Gokul anniversary in Swamiji's present, and then will be followed by lunch. So please join us tomorrow. And if you wish to sponsor the homam, please contact Jayashree or me. Thank you very much. Hello. Thank you all. Yeah, we can please offer Guru Darshina. Each family or couple can come together and please offer. That's our humble gratitude to the teacher, and that's all the work of the mission that we do.